This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump posted a $200,000 bond after being booked on felony charges of racketeering and conspiracy linked to his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 re-election loss in the state of Georgia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Donald Trump has made history again after surrendering in a fourth criminal case. For the first time, there is a mugshot of a former U.S. president. A scowling Trump posed for a picture inside an Atlanta jail while being booked on charges of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia.
If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election.
An unrepentant Trump insisted he did nothing wrong after leaving the jail. It did not take long for his campaign to use the mugshot for fundraising, and for the first time since 2 days after the 2021 Capitol insurrection, Trump himself returned to the platform formerly known as Twitter, posting the mugshot on X with the words "election interference, never surrender." It had a link to his website, which then directed readers to a fundraising site. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia said early Friday that it downed dozens of drones launched from Ukraine. There were no immediate reports of fatalities. The U.S. Department of Defense announcing Thursday the U.S. will begin training Ukrainians to fly and maintain F-16 fighter aircraft at an Arizona airbase. Brigadier General Pat Ryder told reporters training is expected to begin in October.
Although some Ukrainian pilots have English language skills, we are anticipating that all of the pilots coming to the United States will require some level of additional English language instruction, given the complexities and the specialized English that's required to fly these aircraft.
And for more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Firefighters in Greece are struggling to control wildfires, which includes the European Union's largest blaze on record. We get more on the story from the AP's Karen Chamas.
The wildfires have left over 18 people dead over the last week, the majority of which were migrants who crossed the nearby border with Turkey. Two of the dead were young boys aged between 10 and 15. Their bodies were found by firefighters near a shack in a burnt forest area near Alexandroupolis in northeastern Greece. The wildfire in Alexandroupolis continued for a sixth day as it combined with smaller nearby fires. Romanian firefighters joined with the Greeks to help battle the blazes, declared to be the largest on record that the EU has faced. In Athens, Greek firefighting helicopters attempted to extinguish a major wildfire burning on the northwestern fringes of the capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
A lawsuit against a utility has been filed over the fires that ravaged a section of Maui. We get more from the AP's Shelley Adler.
Maui County has sued Hawaiian Electric Company over the fires that devastated Lahaina, saying the utility negligently failed to shut off power despite high winds and dry conditions. Witness accounts and video indicated that sparks from the power lines ignited fires as utility poles snapped in the winds, which were driven by a passing hurricane. Noting that many companies in California have shutdown periods during high wind events, the lawsuit claims, had the utility done the same, the massive destruction could have been avoided. I'm Shelley Adler.
Actors Union President Fran Dresser says there's been no negotiations with the movie and TV studios on a new contract, as actors have been on strike for 6 weeks. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaralinta has more on the story.
SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says the union is getting the silent treatment from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents major studios. Drescher says the contract dispute is at an inflection point.
I don't think anybody that's in charge at the AMPTP quite understands that this is not like any past negotiation.
The actors' demands include better pay and protections involving artificial intelligence. The studios have said their offer includes historic pay increases and an AI proposal that protects actors' likenesses. I'm Margie Zaralinta.
China's biggest salt producer urged people against panic buying after Japan began discharging treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant on Thursday, despite firm opposition from Beijing. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.